to have my son. So you are also Gyan Sunna Bhakti. Mahabhu says not Gyan, not energy. Where energetic man, he will get God, no guarantee. The energy may be misused. Gyan, knowledge can give decision only on the subject of his own merit. In a limited circle, he has universe of discourse. He has got some area, got some experience, and he has drawn some common gist from them, and he can judge accordingly. A Christian padri, prophet, he according to the Bible, he will see and give his decision. Islam also will do like that, the Quran is there. So it is confined in a limited way. There must be a comprehensive idea of the whole, accommodating or scientific conception of the whole. Yeah. The comparison is possible, as in philosophy, so in the religion. Comparative study is possible. And that should be done with the help of the revealed truth, revealed scriptures. As I told about Paramanu Dhar, what is religion? The Vidyadhi Shevita. Those that are experts in revealed scriptures, it must come from them, first condition. Vidyadhi, Vedavidhi, was giving only revealed truths, not any scriptures that is the outcome from this mundane calculation. Sevita Sadhvi, and which is accepted by the sadhus, saints. What type of saints? Adhish Radhivi. Those that have got no attraction for this mundane world. No sympathy, no apathy. Both. The Jnanis, the Buddhists, they are apathetic to the mundane. But the Vaishnavas, they are not apathetic, neither sympathetic nor apathetic. They are all concerned with their Lord. Nityam adhesha raghavi sadhavi. Those sadhu neither hate nor adore. Such of the mundane world, such sadhu, whatever they will cultivate, that is dharma. Hridayena bhanugyato. And the third condition, that the innermost heart, that will approve, yes. Heart's innermost satisfaction must be there. Then, do dharma, tam nivodhata. I am talking about that dharma that will lead to your internal fullest self-satisfaction and which is extended here by the, from the world which is unfallible. Unfallible world extended here in this way. So Mahaprabhu told that when one comes, they are neither Gyan. In bhakti, the definition of bhakti Rupa Goswami has given, and also in Narada Purana, sarvopadhi vinir mukta, tatparatyena nirmalam, rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruttama. Bhakti, devotion, what is proper devotion? Now, what is sarvopadhi vinir mukta, upadhi vinir mukta. Upadhi means that provincialism or localism, which is free from all local, crooked, narrow conceptions from any quarter. Vinirmuktam tatparatyena. Only positive qualification would be it is connected and faithful to the central, harmonized by the central necessity, and not any partial. কি বললাম? সর্বোপাধি বিনিমিত্তং তৎপরত্বেন নির্মলম। দি পিউরিটি অফ আওয়ার ডিউটি উইল ডিপেন্ড হাউ মাচ ইট ইজ ফর দি সেন্টার। তৎপরত্বেন নির্মলম ঋষিকেশ সেবনম। ইফ উই ক্যান কন্ট্যাক্ট ইন দ্যাট প্লেন দেন ইভেন অল আওয়ার সেন্সেস মে বি ইউটিলাইজড ফর দি ওয়ার্শিপ অফ দ্যাট real master of our senses. We are not master. We hold relative position. But absolute position, ownership, with only one, with only him. We are all dependent. This conception will get a really vivacious relief. Rupa Goswami says, anya vilasita sunnam, karma jnana janavatam, আনুকূল্যেন কৃষ্ণানুশীলন ভক্তিবৃত্ত। হোয়াট ইজ ভক্তি, হোয়াট ইজ ডিভোশন প্রপার? অন্যাভিলাষিতা শূন্য, হুইচ উইল বি ফ্রি ফ্রম ফ্লিটিং ডিজায়ার্স, অর্ডিনারি, নট এনি অর্গানাইজড ডিউটি, বাট হোয়াট এভার ইজ কামিং উইদিন মাই হার্ট আই এম ডুইং দ্যাট, ফিজিক্যাল টেম্পোরারি ফ্লিটিং প্লেজার সিকিং, অন্যাভিলাষ। Then karma, the energy is organized by the expert to take us to a desired end, karma. Jaimini Rishi comes to advise that go on with good karma. Of course, it is transcendent, you will get heaven in the after death, your mental system, that will enjoy, that will pleasure. But Krishna, it will be finished. Does not matter. Again, you do good karma. You go on good karma, though it is changing, it is, it goes to the to end, it kills itself. Does not matter. Go production. Go on with production. This is Jaimini Rishi karma. Good karma. Good karma means, as I told, that to distribute sense pleasure to others, sense necessity to others. What I eat, if I give it to others, I do some good karma. As a reaction, I get that in my afterlife. Whatever good things I do here, I get it in my afterlife. After every action, equal opposite reaction. I can get. But it is all transient, all of limited satisfaction. So it is not desirable. As a karma, jnana janavitam. And the gyan gives us, gyan advises us to reject the present environment wholesale. We cannot strive here. As Shankaracharya, javad jananam, tavad maranam, tavad jananam, jatari sayanam. ইদি সংসার স্ফুরতর দোষ কথমীয়মানবত বসন্তোষ। দিনজামিন্ন শিশির বসন্ত পুনরায়াত কাল ক্রীড়তি গচ্ছত্যায় তদবেন মুঞ্চত্যা অষ্টকুড়াজল সপ্ত সমুদ্রা ব্রহ্মপ্রিয়ঙ্কর দিনকর রুদ্র নত্তম নাহম নায়ম তথাপি কিমর্থম করে। যে দিস মান্ডেন কানেকশন ইজ পেইনফুল ইফ উই sober mind, we can go to calculate, then janma mrityu jara vyadhi, this cannot be avoided in our mundane life. So the Buddhist school, the Shankara school, they work for salvation, liberation. Liberation. When we are, as long we are in the relativity of this mundane or mortal things, no peace of mind is possible, higher peace of mind. Whenever we shall be separated from our son, our wife, our house, our other favorite things, I shall have to feel some pain. Our country, I shall. So, the peace, the ideal peace of mind only can be had in some stage of mind like deep slumber, samadhi, complete withdrawal from of the soul from this mortal world. These are two classes, Buddhist school and Shankara school. Buddhist school says the Charvak school is also there, Epicurean. They say that with the dissolution of this physical body, nothing remains. The gross atheist, they say like that. Vasti-bhutasya dehasya punaragamanam kata. The body is finished, it is burned into ashes. Then nothing remains. So no religion, nothing necessary, that is. But Buddhist school, they say, that no, there is the mental system is there and the soul is what we call soul, that is in the mental system. So after death, the transmigration, they are rebirth, birth and rebirth. And with the dissolution of the mental system, everything finished, nothing remains. But Shankara says, with the dissolution of the mental body, then something is there, like a mass of consciousness, like Brahma, which is non-differentiated, non-specified, that is there. And just as in a glass or in water anything is reflected, so we all these souls that are unreal, reflection of that non-differentiated mass of consciousness to every place. Either that subtle body, mental system, or the reflection come, it is not real. So Atma, Jivatma is not real. Jivatma is only reflection. When the fire, it is reflection, if that is destroyed, no reflection, no Jivatma. This is Shankara's philosophy. That Brahma is already there. Sloka adhena parokhami jaduktam grantha koti bhi brahma satyam jagat mitha ajiva brahma iva napara. Shankara says, what by the crores of books others have given statement, only by half a sloka I shall give the gist of the whole. Jaduktam grantha koti, by crores of books what have been told here so far, only with the half line of a sloka poetry I shall give the gist here. What is that? Jiva brahma iva napara. Sloka adhyayana parokshane jaduktam grantha koti brahma satyam. Non-differentiated mass of consciousness, that is Brahma. Akkharam Brahma Paramam in Bhagavad Gita. Akkharam, what is unchangeable portion of the consciousness. That is only existence. All others non-existence. Anyhow, it has come from miscalculation, misconception. That is Shankara. So, no recognition of any individual soul. But we find Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, these Vishnuvacharya, they have refused Shankara. Mahaprabhu also accused Shankara that in the shape of a Vedic Acharya, you have really given delivery of the Buddhistic thought. This is more injurious to the society. Buddhists are atheists, they do not care for any Vedic knowledge. But you have accepted Veda, but you have interpreted the Vedic mantra in such a way that you have given that Buddhistic, that the soul is non-existent, jiva soul. But we find clearly, Nitya Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Eko Bahunam in Upanishad. In Bhagavad Gita, Ajonitya Sasatoyam Sanatana, Jeev is eternal, we find. And you do not accept the reality, the eternal existence of the Jeeva soul. Just as sun and the pencil of earth, just as the earth and so many dust. So many conscious dust, conscious, the part of the ray of the sun, the jiva is, and it is. So Ramanujan, they rejected Shankara interpretation, not only, but abused it like anything. This is Mayavad. Mayavad. You know, Ishwar is Maya. Ishwar is within Maya. And above Maya, only Nirvishesh Brahma, non-differentiated mass of consciousness, that is above Maya. And all this God conception and the other so many holy things, all Maya. This is so, they say, the Vaishnava says, this is Shankara Parishti, Mayavad. Everything Maya. It does not matter, you may, all Maya, you may worship Ganesha, you may worship Sun, you may worship Shiva, you may worship Durga, Kali, or Vishnu, whatever, all within Maya misconception, it is Aropa. And finally, there is only Brahma, all these specification, differentiation, all false. This is only produced by Maya. This is Shankara. But Ramanuja says, this is Kevala Advaita. Vishishta Advaita. The Brahma is differentiated and specified. You say that when the, where there, it is reflected, the glass, the sun reflected in a glass. The glass broken to pieces, no reflection. Reflection. Ramanuja said, no, this is a part of Brahma, and it is anyhow caught in this misconception, and it can go back to its own conception of the area. So Vishishta Dvaitavad, not non-differentiated, but it is specified and differentiated one whole. Vishishta Advaita, not non-differentiated Advaita. Advaita, Advaita, one whole, that is admitted everywhere, this is one. But how one? It is just a Svagato, Svajatiya, Svagato, and Vijatiya, Ved. Three kinds of distinction is there. Just as in a tree, it has got Vijatiya, Ved, the tree and a stone. This is Vijatiya, Ved. And the tree and another tree, Svajatiya Bhed, and the tree has got its own trunk, its branches, its leaves, its root, that is Svagata Bhed. So the Advaitin has got these all distinction in its own body or own form. The Vishishta Advaita, he and his potency is there. The potency Maya, you say it is, Shankara says Maya is its potency, but it gets finished. But we have got that Maya is Nitya, the Vaishnava Acharya, he and his potency is all eternal. In Chandi also we have found Nitya Vasa Jagannamurti Taya Sarva Midam Tatam Tathapi Tat Samutpatti Bahuda Asuya. The Maya is Nitya, it is told everywhere, and Jiva is Nitya. Bhagavan is Nitya, and with all this as a system, he is a system where this, in Bhagavad Gita we find, Okharam Brahma Paramu, Sadhabud Dhatma Muchyati, Bhuta Bhavud Bhavakara, Visargas, Ki Sanghita, Bhuta Bhavud Bhavakara, Visargas Karma Sanghita. What is this analyzed in Bhagavad Gita? Kharadutitoham, Dovhuto Sargo Lokeshmin Kharaks Chakkharagyosa. Two kinds of creation found here in this world. Okhara and the Khara. Khara Sarvani Bhutani, that is undergoing changes, that is represented as Khara. And which is constant, that is Okshara. The Okshara Brahma Paramam. Sabha, then I am Kharadavitaham, Okharadavichottama. I am existing, transcending both Khara and Okhara, the changing portion and the stagnant or eternal portion, two kinds of portion is my potency, and I am about that. Khara duti tuham, Okhara duvichottama, adasmi lukecha, prasita purushottama. I am told as Purushottama. Dauhutam Lokeshmin, Kharas Chakkharavir, Arokharam Brahmaparama. So then, above Okhara, or the personality of God is there. We can also, from the reasonable position, we can see that Brahma, I am a particle of Brahma, I am person, and the ocean of consciousness, that is impersonal. How can it be? Being a part, a particle, I am individual, I have got my individuality, and the great Brahma has got no personality, no individuality. When we can see that Sattam Visuddham Vasudeva Shuddhitam Drishti Yatra Pumana Pavita Jadiyate Tattra Pumana Pavita Satti Chitasmin Bhagavan Vasudeva Yadukshajume Manusavi Jiyate. Mahadev says, when Parvati told Sati, why did you not give obeisance to my father? My father, he is in a respectable position to you. You are his son-in-law. So you should have bowed down him. When that Sivarahit Yajna was declared, only Shiva eliminated, all others invited, and the Yajna is going to be taking place. And all are going to join the invitation, but Shiva and Sati, they are excluded. At that time, Sati is saying to Shiva, Mahadev, that this is the result that you did not show honor to your father-in-law. And why did you not do so? You should have showed some honor. Then Shiva told, Sattam Visuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. Devi, do you know that Vishuddha Sapta is known as Vasudev? Vasudev, the father of Krishna. What is that really? In the field of the ontological estimation, that tattva which is Vasudev, the sattam visuddham, tamo raja sattva, then visuddha sattva. Visuddha sattva, the sattva is extended to more finer and efficient position. That is visuddha sattva. And that is known as Vasudeva. Ajadiyate tattva pumana pavita. Just after crossing, we can see the personality above that plane of Vasudeva. Vasudeva. Vasudeva Shadrishan, Jad Iyate Jad Prakashate Tatra Puman. Puman means Purusha, enjoyer. Purusha means Purushete, who lives within as the enjoyer and the owner of everything. Purush Jadiyati Tattva Pumama Pavita Satya Chitasin Bhagavan Vasudevu Jadukshat. I am, my head is always bent there, constantly engaged. So to take my head from that place and again to put in some other place, it is not possible for me, my Sati. So I did not. I have sold my head there. My head is always connected with that higher substance, most charming and attracting. I can't draw my head from there again to put it somewhere. So I did not do any mischief, not mischievous motive. I have done so, dishonored him. That is Okharam Brahmaparam Svabhavut. Then above that, I am a particle of Brahma, I am person. So, and that is the ocean of knowledge, and that is impersonal, they say it is not. If we can look unto that more deeply, we can say, oh, that is person. That is not Brahma, that is Parabrahma. That is Vasudev. Oi, kharadhito ham okharadhito atrushni loki cha vedi cha prithita purushottama. Brahmano hi pratishtaham, in another place, Bhagavad Gita. Brahmano hi pratishtaham, I am the satvot of the so-called Brahma. Brahmano hi pratishtaham, I am the satvot, I am the cause, I am the foundation where that Brahma exists. Pratishtaham, amitaksya bayaschacha, sukhasya ikam tasasacha, I am at the back and support of all these hierarchies. Tokrad, Brahmanuj and other Vaishnavacharya, they come to say that what Shankara gave conception, that is hazy and not clear and a complete conception. This is the Brahma, Parabrahma, his personal character. His personal, he is for himself, as Hegel says. Everything meant for him, we are to serve. Now we are in the world of exploitation. We cannot exist a minute without exploitation. When Bhagavatam says, Ahastan, Shahastanang, Apadani, Chatuspadang, Laguni, Tatmahatang, Jivo, Jivaksha, Jivanam. Those that have got hands, they eat who have got no hands. Those that have got legs, they eat who have got no hands and legs. And Laguni and the stronger, they eat the weaker. Jivo, Jivo, Shridhan. One jiv, he lives only eating another jivo, whether it is vegetable or it is animal, but without consuming, I was causing harm to other jivo, no jivo can maintain his life. And there is reaction, equal and opposite reaction. Karma dosha vadatye ke. So one section says that karma means to live in this field, and to do karma means to create harm, disturbance in the environment, and we are to have feel the consequence. So exploitation, by exploiting abramhavana loka punaravartina juna, by exploitation we make a loan, and to clear up the loan we shall have to go down, and from whom we took loan they try to exact from me. And then I get light and come up. And when coming up and again exploiting the Lord, in this way, coming up and down, coming up, abhan mohon aloka punaravartino jino. Mamo pettetu kauntreya punarjanmana vittati. We are to get out of this vicious circle. So karma dosha, karma is elevationist. Elevation at the cost of other, of the environment. And the reaction takes him down again. In this way coming. Tashaiva hetu prajati to kovidu nodab bhati jat bhamatam upajjada. Upajjada bhamanam karma. This way. And then gyan can take us on the bhaj of it. Karma, exploitation. Then complete retirement from exploitation. That is to retire into the stage of consciousness like slumber. Deep slumber, dreamless sleep, that is samadhi. Well, if we wake, we come into the relativity of the mundane world and we acquire something wrong. So, eternal slumber, that is mukti. That is abscissa, complete retirement from the land of exploitation. Then we are told in a scientific way that we can march upward. How? This is exploitation, and the other higher plane is that of dedication, devotion. Here we are master, we want to gather everything for our enjoyment. But there, after complete withdrawal, if we can enter into that land, we are a servant, a dedicating unit. Everything there is fair and higher and full in themselves. And by serving in that land, we can thrive. The passport from here is mukti, and then together acquire a visa. Visa into that land. And the visa will be issued only looking the interest of that land. If your presence in that contributing something to the interest of that land, they will issue visa, otherwise not. So you have to get a visa for that plane, and that you will serve for the interest of that plane. That is Vaikuntha. Jeep can go enter into that land only if he is ready to give service. And we are told that our innate tendency, Atma, is that of dedication. And the exploiting, that is our encasement, upadhi. And the internal essence in soul is that the function, that center carrying current. It will help itself by helping the cause of the center. That is devotion, that is Vaikuntha. And in Vaikuntha there is some calculative, that yes, I would be benefited if I can render such service to the supreme calculative. And again, when he goes higher in the area of Goloka Vrindavan, it is spontaneous, automatic. It is labor of love, the dedication actuated by the motive of love, not by calculation of any benefit, individual benefit, loss or gain. Service, but service in the higher order, it is automatic, spontaneous, and always contributing love. Love. Das kuri vyatan more deha parnodhan. Whatever we do service, we get something in remuneration. What is that? That is more tendency to serve. We give money to the bank, but we don't cut any check. Interest is again added to the capital. In this way, the frame means the capital is being increased and going up and up to serve. And the reality, the beautiful, the Lord of love is in the highest court at Goloka. So the knowledge has been divided into five sections: pratyaksha, paroksha, aparoksha, and adhukshaja and aprakita. Pratyaksha means we can gather by our senses, our own senses. Whatever knowledge we can gather by our own experience. Paroksha, which we put into the stock of our knowledge, but drawn from the experience of others. There was war. I have not seen with my own eyes, but through other sources I believe that, and that is also a source of knowledge. It is, I accept it. Paroksha, which is got by other sense experience. Then aparoksha. Aparoksha knowledge has been accepted especially by the Gyani, the Shankar, etc. They say from Upanishad, Sukhamam Asrapsam, when one was in dreamless sleep, he wakes and says that I have slept very happily. Very happily I have slept. So some feeling was there in the dreamless sound sleep, some conception was there that when I come back I say that I very happily I had a sleep. So some non what I cannot express here, but some sort of happiness is there. The deep slumber one gets from some tiresome, some uneasiness gets. But that is also a sort of knowledge is there. Then Ramanuja and the other Vaishnavas is there. Then the next stage of knowledge is adhokshaja. Adhokshaja means adhokshajam indriyajam jnanam, transcendental knowledge. What is that? That the indriyani paranyahu, indriyabhva param mano, of all the existing world, our senses are most important. If I lose the senses, the eye, the ear, the touch, the scent, then no world is to me. Only with the help of the senses, I can understand, I can have world connection. So senses are more important than the world around. Indriyabhya param mano. The mental sphere is more finer and more important within you. Because sometimes, because unmindful, you say, who has, oh, he has gone before he came to me, I was unmindful, I did not give attention. Son called me, oh, I could not hear, I was unmindful. So senses are the doors, recipient is the mind. What is mind? Kamana Vasana. I want this, I do not want that. This faculty is called mind within us. Sankalpa Vikalpaka. Vikalpakatmakam Mana. I want this, I want this. I don't want that, I don't want that. This is mind. Manushastu Para Buddhi. Again, we try to trace more finer things important. That is buddhi, reason, faculty of justice, judgment. That is more finer and important. Without that, when that mind will say, I want this thing, well, no, don't want that. Don't eat that. Rather, accept this, the faculty of judgment that is higher within us. Manushastu para buddhi. Buddhi is atma mahan para. Buddhi is japaratasa. Then, eliminating this, the world of your experience, then your mind, your intelligence, reason, you try to find above that. What is that? That is a spark. Just as the light is from there, the reason can say, oh, this is black, this is white. The judgment possible when the light comes. In the darkness, no judgment possible. No possibility of any selection of the mind. No experience of through the senses possible, that light is all in all. And that is Atma, and this has covered. In Bhagavatam it is said, the just as in the moonlit night there is cloud. The cloud has covered the moon, but cloud is seen by the light of the moon. So, by the light of the Atma, the mental system we can feel. But mental system has covered that Atma. Atma is there. And if we can soar up again, on the other side there is Paramatma. We are the subject. We are the subject and this is the world of our experience. We can know them. But super subject, adhokshaja, adhokkritam indriyajam gyanamjiva, transcendental substance, Paramatma. Paramatma can connect with us, but we cannot connect with Paramatma at our sweet will. Do you follow? Paramatma and the Vaikuntha and the other. We, as a subject, we cannot know them. But they are subject, I am their object. If they care to come to my level to feel me, then I can feel some sort of experience. Oh, something has come down in my mental area. It is very wonderful. It is super knowledge I have ever experienced. What is this? It is very, very wonderful. Very subtle thing coming down in my own consciousness. Consciousness is the finest thing ever found in this world. But super consciousness, that is more fine. And when that can come down to my soul, but my soul, as his sweet will, cannot enter that. This is fine, very fine. So that is transcendental, as a supramental according to Aurobindo. Supramental. And transcendental according to Hegel. Adhokshaja according to Bhagavata. Adhokkritam. Whatever experience we have got, that is down. And making down, he is existing up. Very, very fine. There we can go only for their interest. বৈকুণ্ঠে পৃথিবাদী সকলে চিন্ময় মায়ের ভূতির তথি জন্ম নাই হয় ইন দ্যাট প্লেন দি আর্থ দি ওয়াটার এভরিথিং দিস ইজ দি পার্ট রিফ্লেকশন এভরিথিং ইজ দ্যার বাট দ্যাট ইজ অল মেড আপ অফ কনসিয়াসনেস অফ স্পিরিচুয়াল সাবস্টেন্স নট দিস মান্ডেইন থিং সো আত্মা আওয়ার সোল জীব সোল জীবাত্মা ক্যান এন্টার দেয়ার অ্যান্ড In that area is all conscious area. There everything is conscious, made up of spirit. Vaikuntha. Then Goloka is the highest position there. So Krishna is saying in Bhagavatam, the gradation among the devotees. No tathāni priyatamu nātmajūni no saṅkara. And he's speaking to Uddhava. No tathāni priyatamu, my most favorite is not Brahmā. No, not even Shankara. Not a Shankarsana, not even my brother Baladev is my most favorite. Not Sri, my own potential Lakshmi Devi, is not so favorite. Natma, even not myself, is so favorite to me as you, my devotee Uddhava. Pranabhubi, Guriyam, you are more favorite than my own life, what to speak. My devotees are so favorite to me. And your class of devotees, their name, Brahma, Shankara, Baladev, Shankarsan, Lakshmi Devi, myself, more than you. And that Uddhava, when coming from Vrindavan, he says, sent by Krishna, go and to visit Vrindavan, and by my talk, you will pacify them. They are very, for my separation, they are suffering too much. You go and speak to them about me and pacify them. Uddhava went, Nanda Yashoda and the gopis they met. And when he is coming back, then he is saying, Āśāmahu charanarīm juṣāmahamsaṁ Vrindāvane kimapi gulmalata uṣadhīnāṁ Jadus Pajam Sajanam Arja Patan Chaita Vijur Mukunda Padavim Sulivim Asamahu. What divine love I could trace in these gopis. How elevated they are. How wholesale given to the service of Krishna is their life. Ahamsam. I have been astonished to think about them. And I aspire that if I can have a bath of a creeper or a shrub here in Vrindavan, I may have their feet just over me. Such a great divine love I could find here. There is nowhere to be traced that Uddhava, who Krishna himself is saying about, remarking that you, Uddhava, you are my best devotee. Even more than me, nearer. And that Uddhava, he is saying his admiration and wonder about the gopis. For that Mahaprabhu told according to Bhagavata and other Purana, that this is our end. This is our end. The Vrindavan to become dust of the feet of the gopis, like Uddhava we must aspire after. This, the domain of love. Domain of love, divinity. Above the domain of consciousness, the gyan, the reason, and this. Just as justice. Justice, we can't think generally that anything can be above justice. Justice must be the ultimate decision. What is beyond justice, that must be wrong. But there is mercy. Mercy can remain over justice. The land of affection, the land of love, that is over justice. Over justice. So, justice is up to Vaikuntha. Justice law comes to give decision where there are many, many. And when there is autocracy, his will is everything, then where is the room for justice? His will is everything. He is autocrat. And he is the loving agent, source of all love and affection. In the lap of a mother, when the child grows up, any question of justice can enter there. Automatic affection comes to help the boy who is